Yes. So we're discussing happy ending. Presents are
Nancy,
Carrie,
Lenore,
and
Sandy, but I didn't see it.
Claudia,
Richard,
James,
Rudy,
and Mark.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
I'm trying to get the discussion going fast.
What is, why did you have low expectations?
Oh, that really cheesy poster.
Oh.
I liked it less than I expected.
Oh, why? What did you expect?
I liked the trailer. And even its beginning. I thought the beginning showed promise. It's an imagination, but then it kind of...
What's it about?
What's it about?
It's about...
I forgot. It's like a week
and a half. Oh, good.
What film is
it? It's about... The primary character is a woman played by one of my faves, right? Lisa Kudrow. Lisa Kudrow is a friend.
Oh, yes, right.
Anyway, but she plays other kinds of characters than that character.
And now come back.
And now she's in this film as the grown-up version of a young woman who had an abortion. And she is acting as an abortion counselor. And somebody realizes that she actually didn't have the abortion, she had the kid, and comes to talk to her about that. Simultaneously with that, there are several other... there's her half brother who turns out to be gay, and he's in a relationship.
That's a whole other thing.
Right. With
half brother?
No, yeah, stepbrother. Not half. Not half. Stepbrother.
Right.
They were already both born, and then they're married.
He's the father of the baby.
Well, they're parents.
He's the father.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we know that from our...
Anyway, so there's intertwining there. So the reason she was going to abort the baby was because it was
incest.
Incest.
But they didn't know each other when they were here. And that's
it's not incest because they're not married.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It depends on your kinship system.
Yes.
Okay.
So it could or could not be an acceptable relationship.
So on our kinship system, is it or isn't it?
Well, apparently not, because the parents...
Everything's negotiable in America.
Good point.
The parents...
We don't have a system.
Good anyway, point. So he's now an adult also. They haven't seen one another in a long time. And he's in a relationship, and their best friends are...
You don't think they've seen each other in a long time?
No, they kept in touch.
They kept in touch.
There was something that said they weren't in touch. Anyway, but for a while. And...
Step siblings.
And
the,
so the
brother
we need the
brother
you know that little red
the not brother and the not sister.
Yeah, correct.
They were in touch. They have to be in part of the screen.
Not
a business story.
She just didn't show up to the kid's birthday party. She didn't want to. That was the only thing that.
I had the impression they hadn't seen each other for a while.
Well, so did I.
But they weren't.
I don't think that's the crucial thing.
So the other piece was that these two boys, the stepbrother at 35 or whatever he is now, closing in on 40, and his partner had best friends who are lesbians who recently had a baby by artificial insemination. And they had tried with the partner for a while, and then they said, no, we gave up, so we went to somebody else. They got some... inseminate elsewhere. They bought the inseminate.
At the same place that he donated.
We'll find out later.
Sperm.
Right. And so...
Is this a comedy?
Well, there are funny parts and not funny parts. So what's your definition of comedy? It's not a slapstick. It's not a...
Yeah.
You know. But it's a satire in a way. There are happy endings for some people and not for others. And then there's a whole other thread about one of the people who works in the restaurant that they own. There's an infatuation with the stepbrother, and who's now the proprietor of the restaurant.
A young kid.
And the girl, who I finally figured out was Maggie Gyllenhaal, thank God, she was driving me crazy. And just before the credits started running, I thought, Maggie, okay. And so she starts to seduce this boy, and then realizes his father is available.
And rich. She's 40, so something.
Yeah. And so she goes after the father. So there's that whole story.
And she gets pregnant.
And she gets pregnant.
Well, she says she,
or she says.
Well,
or
she
went to the abortion clinic.
She went to the abortion clinic. She was going to have an abortion.
Of course, not the
I don't think
character.
You would have to come for an abortion if you didn't. If you weren't pregnant.
Right.
We don't know who she was pregnant.
But she went for the abortion.
That's right. She said she didn't know.
But she didn't know whether it was the son or the father.
Right. No, she just didn't know.
Anyway, and then there's another piece, which is they didn't have the abortion originally of this earlier pregnancy. And so a filmmaker shows up and blackmails Lisa Kudrow.
You really have to put that in quotes, filmmaker.
Aspiring
film
student.
Aspiring to be in film school.
Yeah.
That says, make this film with me about the discovery of your child. And she says, why do I want to do that? And so there's this whole thing about helping him make a film to get into film school so he will keep the secret or reveal it to her, the name of her child.
I don't think it was to keep her secret. I think it was so she could get the name of her son.
What?
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't to keep her secret. It was so she could find her son.
Yeah.
So he would
get the information.
Yeah. Give me the money or help me make this film so I can get into film school and I'll tell you where your son is now.
Sounds great.
So there were many intertwinings, and of course everybody
and
was related.
And the thing about the car.
What?
The car in the beginning.
Yeah.
And plus the thing.
Well, they start from a place close to the end and wind back and then get there and then go a little forward.
So how do you all feel about all the titles?
Because this is the thing. How do you fit so much plot and so many people into it?
That really put me off.
Hi, was this trying to be Godard?
I thought they were disruptive early on. So my reaction to the film was the opposite of yours, Ellen, I think. Early on, I felt they were extremely disruptive, and hence I had a very difficult time getting into the film and liking the film early on.
Because of the titles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I warmed to the film and really was happy with it at the end.
Oh, really? And so, yeah, exactly the opposite.
I was happy with the ending.
I don't even remember the titles.
Oh, really?
You went over half the screen and cut off every so often?
You know what? I actually liked them because...
Oh, did I?
That's why I asked. A lot of times in movies, I thought it was different, obviously.
Yeah,
but I liked it because a lot of times you'd have to film a whole bunch to get those points across.
Or you just don't tell
it. You could just,
I wouldn't say I didn't like the titles as per se, but I thought their tone was so fey and cutesy-wootsy and trying to get be so funny.
Too cool. Too cool.
That's what put me off. It wasn't the fact of the titles. They could have been maybe effective.
Well, I thought they were kind of...
So will they be dated first? What will date this film?
What will date this?
The sexual mores.
Were there any? Oh.
Gay's okay.
Gay's okay?
That's what the movie is.
What, who's the director?
Same guy who did Opposite of Sex.
Because I was going to say, it sounds like Opposite of Sex.
Yeah.
And Lisa Kudrow was in that, too.
Yes, she was.
Although I don't think anybody else in it was also...
That's good.
Martin,
that was such a smaller cast compared to this.
Yeah,
it was
so huge. Christina Ricci was not in it, for example. And I can't remember either of the guys who were in Opposite Sex. There were three
Martin. Right.
Anyway, none of them was in it. This was all different people. The one person who was recognizable, name brand that we're familiar with, is Tom Arnold, who played the father. And Maggie Gyllenhaal, who played the seductive late teen, early 20, or whatever. She was 28. No, she was going to back up her age. How old was she? She kept changing old to it, depending on how old people were that she was talking to.
So what do you think the choice about the titles is about for the filmmaker?
One thing is just fitting in so much plot.
Information?
I think it was at least in part that. Yeah.
How important was that information?
Well, it was also resetting the time.
Because it was a lot of resetting time.
They packed in a lot of information.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I just felt like I didn't need to know. Sometimes I just felt like I would have got a left instead.
Yeah, but that was the cutesy part.
Yeah, that's what annoyed me.
But I do kind of remember the titles, and I think it does set. They did set a tone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got to be careful with that. I think at a certain point, I appreciated the titles and thought they were effective and useful there. But at another point, I thought
they didn't
fit with the tone of what was going on. Mm. And I can't remember the titles, and I can't remember what was going on. But I can remember saying that, you know, thinking that the titles are good here, and they were intrusive at other places.
Right. Sometimes they were serious, and sometimes they were sort of yes. Yes, so they had a different tone. The titles weren't consistent.
And the other thing, real put down. I felt like Richard, that is, at the beginning they were off-putting, but I got used to them and I thought they were sometimes charming, not universally charming.
Well, especially, I have to say, the first one, when she gets hit by the car and they go, oh, she's not dead. In some ways, you don't want to know that. Like, I think it's more fun in a movie to wonder what's going to happen.
More fun. Is she dead or is she not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they sleep together? I thought that was the most interesting title. I do remember that one.
I actually watched that one.
I
actually said, don't
Lenore
worry.
And I agreeing on something. It must be good.
We should have a drink. We're actually going away for more like this. Notice that?
Is
this a real mellow end of
I hope so. If Lenore and I agree on it, then it must have been a good thing.
I wonder what people think of the view of abortion.
Of the view of abortion?
The view in the film.
Meaning abortion is okay.
Well, no. I thought he was saying the opposite. I thought it was quite the opposite. He was an anti-abortion film.
In many ways, it was an anti-abortion film. Because she didn't have the abortion originally. Whose decision was that? That was her. I'm sure because I don't.
Right.
And then the second one, who we think of as an amoral slut, did have the abortion.
Immoral.
As far as we know. Immoral.
She was
amoral.
But
yeah, I think
you could saying. You could see that, you know, had she chosen to go through the pregnancy, you know, her life would have been, you know, it would have controlled her life, and you could see that her a choice about her life. It gave her a freedom to live the life that she wanted to live,
which is wrong.
Or not.
No, but from the perspective of the filmmaker.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm saying. And I picked up exactly what you said. I you know, the Maggie Gyllenhaal character was, she was wonderful. I mean, she did such a good job, but she was, you know, a despicable person.
The character was a despicable person. Maggie Gyllenhaal was fabulous as an actress.
And you're saying that the film is saying that she shouldn't have had she should have suffered the consequences of her bad
abortion.
Actions. Mm-hmm. Well, she did suffer the consequences, and she ended up being a lounge singer.
How worse than
that's what freedom is.
Better than
being
a lounge singer.
Better than karaoke.
She could have been a rock star. She ended up being this lounge singer.
Nancy, you did a really good job explaining. I had first thought 10 years ago, I completely forgot.
I needed that.
You
needed it for her to explain.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done it.
What? Yeah.
I just remembered a lot of times.
Yesterday, I had to look it up and read about it to remember what it was.
I forgot to do that.
I have forgotten. Who is her son?
It's the redheaded kid.
The brother of the film stepbrother. They made him look like the other, like the father.
Or the adopted brother.
Adopted.
We don't know. Maybe all three of the kids were adopted.
I think so too.
Right?
Yeah. Did you not notice that, or maybe
they made him look like the father.
Oh,
like
father.
Yeah, very, very great casting. And also,
listen
to the parents, but his manner is the way he talked. It was very well done.
Was the likeness of the boy to the father what slapped her in the face when she walked
She went to the house knowing
that she would find him?
Yeah.
Yes, but then she didn't really know.
Knowing that she would find him?
But she didn't.
Thinking that she might find him there.
Right. Or that she would find out something about
him.
I
mean, I knew it was the brother. Didn't you know from the very beginning when he introduced himself that it was his brother?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because...
No?
Oh, especially yeah. because of the
because
physical
Because of the
cast.
Film, you know?
Because what?
The physical cast.
No. When the film, when the aspiring filmmaker calls on her and says, I know where your child is.
Oh, you know what? From there?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I can see your point. I can see your point.
But he knew.
I can see your point.
That he knew it because it was his classmate in school or his sibling.
Well, it's classmate and small sibling. It's two very different things.
No, yeah, but the point is that he was the...
Nobody said he knew.
You know, that he knew it because it was somebody in his life, not because he had done some investigation.
Right. He slacks almost everything.
He said it? Yeah, he said that. He said, I know him.
He said he knew.
Yeah.
Well, right, so it had to be his classmate and small sibling.
But that's a big difference, classmate and small sibling.
Well, so we waited to find out. We waited to find out.
I believe he said it was someone who he had mentored.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I thought was kind of strange and just didn't fit with me was the Lisa Kudrow character knew how to work all this computer editing equipment, mm-hmm. knew how to make mm-hmm. a good mm-hmm. film,
mm-hmm.
and the aspiring filmmaker didn't.
Right.
Or
well, so
in the first scenes of his cut, he didn't. But in the end, the version that he showed that
totally
got everybody so upset was actually a good film, a good, well-made film. And they were both upset about it because it was had so much truth about her lover. And how did he get this? How did he automatically get? Not that this film has anything to do with reality.
Good. I'm glad you're acknowledging that.
But there's... It was only a movie.
So instantaneously, the slacker turns into an assiduous filmmaker
and how
masters...
How was she an assiduous filmmaker in the first place?
She learned it out of the manual.
She read it out of the manual.
I'm being sarcastic.
And she's in a group like this. She likes film, so she has some taste. You know?
Yeah, but that's...
she's got a
good point.
Step out.
It's sort of...
Final cut role? That's cool.
He's not giving a whole lot of respect to his own profession. If he can just learn it out of the box, or, you know, if he made it a film.
Well, so he went off and became
you're saying
something
the
else
filmmaker of this film is not giving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's playing around with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think he is playing around with that, saying that, you know, we have so many new aspiring filmmakers who get a computer and Final Cut Pro and think they can do it.
What was the
And maybe some of them can't.
But Lisa Kudrow did it.
For a while, and so did the other guy. Eventually, he made a good film. Eventually, but where did he get the?
Well, I think part of it was what she had already cut. You know, he interlaced new scenes into what she had already cut. It was basically the film they were working on together, and then he put these extra scenes in.
You read that in?
Yeah. So, I mean, they sat down and they didn't say right away, this isn't anything I've seen before. They were calm from the beginning of it, like it was something familiar that they'd already seen bits of it. Otherwise, I would have expected them to respond differently than just sitting down and watching it. I mean, they had been watching the filming of it. They knew some parts of it.
Yeah, but at first he was making this stupid, stupid kind of tits and ass film. Right? And then he ends up making this serious film about with serious issues. Where did all that sophistication come from?
Why did that story come in? I know it became important. The story about
the Latin lover.
The Latin lover and his legal status in the country.
I missed hearing what
wasn't
that
sort of bit. Wasn't that sort of I don't know. What was the purpose of that?
Politics. We're going to have a politically important
more,
film. We're going
more,
to mention
well, that was
we're going to mention abortion.
Well, that was
something
that she didn't have.
Yeah, I know that. But no. But that, they had that already. That was
family,
his work family. And the women and his job.
What is it? Are there any serious massages given at massage?
That was the theme. Not the legal status. That's something that he added in became the bomb.
I think it was probably just for dramatic value
for the bomb
blow it up,
to explode
yeah.
and to break yeah. up everybody and
I think it shows lots of dimensions of people's lives. I mean,
it's the secrets people keep.
Yeah,
why
are
you
away
people
from you?
Because I don't want to eat it anymore.
Actually, you're hitting it because that's kind of what I came out with from the movie. It was about how people.
Oh, sorry.
The huge amount of dishonesty that
everywhere.
All these people were having, and until they started being more honest, their relationships started getting better.
Or falling apart.
That was a huge part, yeah.
That's what Opposite of Sex was about, too.
I'm going to Because I can't remember Opposite of Sex at all. I remember.
I love
all
the Opposite of Sex.
See, I had a similar reaction to this, which is, you know, All Expectation and the end. I can't remember it.
Well, it would be interesting if we had somebody here from the two films and found if they were
Sandy,
the same film.
But you didn't see this one, but you remember Opposite of Sex.
Right.
I did. I saw it.
Were they in the same film?
No, there were some of the same
this
themes.
This is an ensemble, much more ensemble than that one.
I mean, some of the themes are, what is family? You know? And then...
And gay is okay.
And gay is okay.
That part wasn't made too big because... I thought it was sort of made too big. I mean,
which part? Which?
The fear of the boy, of his father finding out that he was gay. It didn't seem to fit.
Which one? Which
days.
Film?
Not
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Which film?
This one.
I thought that was a little stretched.
Right.
And
being blackmailed by the girl, I'm going to tell your father if you don't.
Well, but that was kind of her way to manipulate. I mean, she could have like inflated it and egged him. You know what I mean? I mean, she may be the one who made it a bigger deal for her own purposes.
But there's an interesting thing. I can see your point in general. Because we also live in a place that's very accepting of it compared to the rest of the country. But I have friends here who are gay who are terrified to tell their parents.
Yeah.
In reality, I think, you know, I would think the same way as you, but if I hadn't known those people that were just terrified, they happened to live in the Midwest, and they had to come out and just...
But Rudy, the point is for every individual, there's a lot of society crap against it. And, you know, even though we live in a very accepting part of the country and most of us are open to, okay, what's the big deal? Is there something to talk about? Yeah, there's something to talk about for most people. That you are taking a step outside of the expectations that your family had for you originally.
Especially the class.
Yeah. The father didn't even react, did he?
Yeah, he did.
No, but...
Oh, he was so happy when he got together with that girl.
He's not gay like I expected, because I raised him alone and I didn't do a good job, and he's got, you know, would he be a disappointment to me?
Well, I wouldn't let on.
And it's a whole different thing when it's somebody versus your kid, myself, or your best friend, who all of a sudden, oh my God, have you been in love with me for 10 years? You know, it's really different. You know, the band members talking about it and all that. They're kind of like, in a way they don't care, but then in a way they're kind of using them. You know, it's kind of like all those huge dynamics.
And then there's that one scene where that band member, he did get it on with that band member.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the band member that I think was speaking so much against him.
Yeah.
What?
He's the one that kisses them.
There's one scene where he kisses one of the band members. I think it's
one of the band members kisses him.
At the end? Oh, I know who the band member.
Yeah.
I think it was one who made the real homophobic comment in the beginning of the film.
I don't know if it was that one, but yes, it was definitely one of the band members.
No, definitely band members.
Really?
They were breaking down their instruments.
Oh.
I don't think I ever saw Tom Arnold before anything.
Oh. I've seen him in some Robert Altman stuff, haven't I?
Really?
Yeah, wasn't he in Cookie's Fortune?
Well, I've seen that. I think he was in that.
I just came up with that name right now. I mean, I'm trying to think about Tom Arnold. I can look him up, but I don't have a wireless connection.
He was the father of the young black boy.
Of the what?
Of the
restaurant employee, band member, rich kid.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Ellen, I'm interested in like for me and for Lenore, we warmed to the film, and actually at the end I was extremely touched by it. I thought it was very touching, but you, it fell apart. It wasn't, how would you describe what didn't work for you?
I guess by the end I thought the titles were just there to, you know, to pack all this plot in. I was annoyed at this abortion, you know, this the view of abortion. The whole Maggie Gyllenhaal, she was so awful. I mean, the character was so...
sociopathic.
She was just out for herself, I thought. She was just totally
And manipulative.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there was never any other part of being,
she changed at one point. She decided to have the abortion and not take advantage of this rich guy. And her friend, you know, was saying, her friend thought that she had to, she was,
now.
Yeah, you got it now.
Right,
you got
right.
the rich guy, and you got him hooked because you're pregnant, and you got it made. And she chose to give that perfect life up and go another way.
She was a good person.
Well, she made it.
Well,
so much plot. Did you need so much plot in this one? We hardly went back to the two gay couples. You know, they were so good, such good friends, and they had this whole explosive thing, and it's like, enough already.
Remember that Friday?
Who wouldn't forgive in that foursome?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't forgive? What happened?
Oh,
yeah. I don't understand that breakup very well.
I didn't either.
I mean, somebody forgave the other, but the two men broke up, and one of them didn't speak to the two women anymore or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Weird.
That's right.
The one who brought up all the suspicions about
the brother.
Who was the father? The brother.
The owner of the restaurant.
The brother. He was the one that broke up those two couples.
Right.
Because they couldn't get past the fact that he couldn't trust them. And then he broke.
This was trust and betrayal of a certain kind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, then he found out that his brother had an affair.
Which they
is that what did it?
That's
more.
I think that was a big part.
I think that's why the men broke up.
That's why they guys broke up.
Right.
That's right.
That was that one time.
So did the two women stay together?
Women stay together with the kid, and they said, you'll never see this kid again.
I think a later sidebar.
Yes. Said the other guy.
Sidebar said?
Said that they saw each other at Christmas or something like that every year.
The stepbrother.
The other one.
The architect.
The architect. Yeah.
His name I don't recall.
Because the owner of the restaurant.
Yeah, what was his happy ending? How did he end up?
He got the urologist.
Yeah, that was cute.
I hated that.
That
one title was cute, though.
Oh, I thought that was cute. It really annoyed me.
That was a happy ending.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there
were
no happy endings.
Tell that gay is okay. Literally. I mean, come on.
The father?
Yeah.
No. The father and Lisa Kudrow get together eventually. I can't remember. Oh, because...
But that's
I can't remember how they end up.
The woman who is with a massage therapist, when she gets together.
Yeah.
No, that's not right. When the opportunistic woman gets together with the rich father, and there's a point where there's a title that kind of runs down, like, oh, he's been with all these women, $32,000 he's spent, blah, 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 and this and that's going to happen, but she's the one who's in trouble now.
And she's the second to the last person he sleeps with.
And she's done this and this and this, but she's the one who's in trouble now. That was the first tip that she was emotionally involved with.
That she was emotionally involved?
Yeah, because why would she be in trouble now?
Trouble is a euphemism for a pregnant.
Well,
can be. I think there was a double entendre for them. No?
Could be. Hmm. I think
she's in trouble because she thought she was getting the gold mine and she lost the gold mine.
I think she thought she was manipulating it. She thought she was going to be in charge and all this, and then she falls in love. That's how I took it.
I don't think so.
She would have stayed.
He threw her out.
He didn't. Because then she said, no, it isn't true. She could have fought it. She could have proved that she was pregnant, and she denied it just to get out. She said, no, it's a lie. You're right. You caught me. Bye.
I also thought it was a bit odd that the father and the son would make up so nicely.
So she loved
them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So I believe false happy ending.
No, she would have
less credible happy ending.
But I think we should tell Sandy what the title comes from.
Happy ending?
Yeah. What does the kind of massage?
Oh. It's a particular kind of massage.
It is?
Yeah.
Did they say that in the movie?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It gets a lot of happy endings.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But only with your fingers.
So how many watched the TV series a few years back called 30-something?
Me.
I did.
And I did.
I love that.
The son is the one of the characters.
Yeah.
No, not 30-something.
The urologist.
Yes, the urologist. Yes.
But yes. the son, the Lisa Kudrow's son is from the makers of 30-something made My So-Called Life, which is also a very good
series.
Oh, what
an interesting thing.
He was one of the characters in
that. I never heard of
that. The urologist was Gary.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 30-something.
Mm-hmm. I saw both series and I thought they were the best things that have ever been on television.
The other one was called what?
My So-Called Life.
I never saw that.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
30-something.
It's on TV.
I would have watched it if I hadn't.
Check it out. It's very well made. It's a story about a girl in high school, you know, through her eyes. But it's really well done. And it's made by the same people who made 30-something.
30-something was great.
Yeah.
Next movie?
So what did we decide about next time? Is that enough for next
time? Yes, we did decide. It's 2040.